Nolte, Trump answers 700% more questions than hiding Biden in a month. By John Nolte on August 19, 2020. A review of interviews, transcripts, and videos shows that since mid-July, Trump has taken 635 questions from the media and Biden just 80, an 8-to-1 divide, reports the Washington Examiner. The Examiner looked at the 28 days between June 19 and August 15. Trump took questions on 24 of those 28 days. Biden took his measly 80 questions during only 13 of those days. Worse still, more than half of the questions Biden took, 41 of them, came by way of a single recorded interview with the friendly and far-left National Association of Black Journalists and National Association of Hispanic Journalists. So over 27 of those 28 days, Biden took 39 questions, not even an average of 2 a day. No one should blame Joe Biden for this, or his campaign. Biden is winning the election right now. There's no reason why Biden should risk losing the election. He's smart to hide the ball. He's even smarter to try and run out the clock. The only blame for this lands on our fake news media, who are aiding and abetting Biden's cowardly strategy. And in doing so, not only doing the country a grave disservice that history will not judge kindly, but revealing just how ungodly corrupt they are. The media are also brazenly violating every tenet of journalism have spent decades assuring they hold dear. What phonies. What liars. Never in my 5 decades, man, that's a lot, of watching politics have I seen the media sit back and allow a man to come so close to grabbing power without testing him. As much as the media wanted Al Gore and John Kerry and Barack Obama to win, it was unthinkable, even as biased as the media was at the time, that the political media would roll over like whipped puppies, like eunuchs. Tim Russert understood the road to the White House went through Meet the Press. Well, look at these lapdogs now. It would be ridiculously easy to smoke Biden out, to force him to sit down for serious, in-depth interviews. He has yet to do one, but the political media refuse to force the issue. They want Trump gone just that bad, bad enough they are willing to look corrupt, hypocritical, and craven in the process. The groupthink in the media, an infection caused by Twitter, has every single member of the political media, not just the corrupt television networks, but the newspapers as well, going along as if it is perfectly okay for the presidential frontrunner to answer 39 questions from them over 28 days when Election Day is less than 90 days off. Whether Trump wins or loses, the era of the media is over. In their zeal to defeat Trump, they have destroyed themselves. Whether he wins or loses, Trump will always be remembered the 45th president of the United States, while the Chuck Todds and Jake Tappers and Don Lemons and Maggie Habermans will be forgotten by history, just as every useless thing is. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.